From what we gather, I think the house was empty. Nobody was there. Nobody was in the house when the fire broke out. So that, I suppose it's a good thing that nobody got hurt. But the house was practically gutted. So at the moment, no reason was given for what started the fire. It seems to be just accidental. Obviously, they are still looking at other possibilities, maybe somebody, whatever. But I think so far it seems to be that it was an accident.
So just to confirm, you're saying that the house was gutted. That means all of his belongings possibly gone?
Yeah. We got a few pictures from it. I think we'll be up on our side soon. The house is very well damaged inside. The content of the house, I don't think there's anything that will be saved.
Does he have a parliamentary office? So I suppose the items of parliament and his political records also be in that house?
Well, I look at some of the pictures, and I think there's going to be a big loss, because it looks like there's some parliamentary books, report, or things like that look like they're gutted. So I think probably most of his material and things were at his home, not in the parliament. They have a sort of a library in the house, but it's only mainly for parliamentary records, not personal stuff.
Have there been any statements from the police? I mean, this is quite a big deal now that the Prime Minister's house has been gutted by fire.
Well, I think from what I get, as I mentioned, so far they think it was an accident.
Can we read anything into discussion of his health followed by his house being on fire?
We heard that he was leaving for New Zealand during the weekend, I think last weekend, because his wife has been sort of ill for quite some time. I think he was taking her. She was supposed to be having a checkup, I think, or some medical treatment. And while he's there, he was also supposed to be undergoing some medical check, because he also hasn't been well for quite some time. It was obvious even during the election and after the election, following when he was elected as PM, it was obvious that he was not very well.
He doesn't seem to have been present at all occasions in Parliament either, it seems.
Yeah, well, had a very short session recently, I think in March. It was for 4 days, but I think all the time he was away, except for the very last day, I think it was raised in the House, just querying where he was, and then suddenly he arrived. But he was obviously not well, and one of the members moved that he should really go home and have a rest.
Of course, the Prime Minister has come with so much promise, and being the first commoner elected in Tonga, how are the people feeling at the moment with his performance?
It's a difficult situation because, as you mentioned, I think everybody knows that his health is not good. But in the midst of all that, of course, we are in a very difficult situation economically. This political reform is still very much in its infancy. There's a lot of things to be done, a lot of works, and with the situation that the Prime Minister is in, it's not a very good sign for what can be done, because everybody's kind of waiting for something to happen.